starting with the 8th verse of the 2nd chapter of Luke. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, with which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Let's pray. O Lord, we ask in this moment that you would bless us with your presence in a way that causes our hearts to be stirred anew, ready to receive your word and the truth of your holiness. And we just praise you and give you grace. I thank you for the grace you give us, and we give you glory in all things. Amen. This night was not so silent. We sing the song Silent Night. We think about the silence of the night. But it wasn't a very silent night at all. I mean, you've got an angel showing up, talking to the shepherds. Then all of a sudden, there's a choir of angels. Then the shepherds go into Bethlehem, making a big ruckus about what they heard and what they've been told. And people are all over this little village. They're like, "What's going on? Who is this? What does this mean about this child? Can we even believe this bunch of shepherds?" Shepherds, as many of you know, were not very well thought of in society at that time, Jewish society. As you may remember, they couldn't even testify in court. They were so little thought of. But here, the Lord of heaven and earth is first revealed to those very shepherds whose testimony is of no relevance and value to the society in which they live in. And like we today, we share the news of what we have learned and heard and find ourselves in a society that is not very receptive to those words. Then you have this loud singing. That's why it's right for us to sing on Christmas Eve, because the angels sang on that very first Christmas night. And we have all the Christmas carols. And then we have this saying of the angels as they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." What are we to make sense of that in today's world? I mean, we have wars going on in Ukraine. We have all this other turmoil within our world and then within our country. And there's just not a lot of peace. Seems like most people are on edge, waiting for the right moment to just kind of pop a fuse. Well, it wasn't all that different on the day that Jesus was born and these words were first spoken by the angels. Rome was not a government to be toyed with. They didn't participate in a democracy, they participated in a dictatorship. And the people living in the land were under oppression. And they'd all been called together that first Christmas night to pay taxes as part of a census. So you can imagine, I mean, look, you and I know how on edge we get when it comes time to pay taxes, right? So these good folks here who had traveled part of the census, they were on edge. They traveled all this way just for the census, and now they're going to have to pay more in taxes. So you can see why they would be on edge just like we are today. But yet in the midst of all that turmoil and lack of peace, the angels speak these words into the hearers of the shepherds. And then they report it to the people. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And so also I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, this evening, in the midst of the turmoil and the chaos around us, peace, be still. Then the shepherds decided to go over to Bethlehem and see what it was that the angels were singing about and talking about, to see what has happened, which the Lord had made known to us, is what they said. And then they went with haste. They found baby Jesus lying in the manger, just as the angel said that he would. And then they saw him and they marveled at the birth of Jesus and at the promises that were being made about him. And then they just told everybody what they saw and they heard. And all who heard it, verse 18, wondered at what the shepherds told them. It wasn't a very silent night. And we should not be silent either. We hold the hope of all the world through faith in Christ in our hands. And we should not be silent to talk not only about his birth, but most importantly about his resurrection. See, all the different religions have a founder, and they each have a founder who has a birthday. Buddha, Muhammad, Abraham, and Jesus. They all have a birthday. And the other three have a death day. Abraham, we can go to his tomb in Hebron. Can stand there right in front of it, knowing that that's the bones of Abraham are there. You can go to Medina and see the tomb of Muhammad and know for a fact that his bones are there. The Muslims even dance and parade around his tomb. And then Buddha, well, you can find ashes of Buddha just about everywhere on the planet. There's even one temple for Buddha that its fame is that it holds the ashes of one of the teeth of Buddha. I don't know how that works. How someone gets cremated and you know, okay, well, this was come from his tooth. I don't know how that works, but they have it. And we have a death day for Jesus. That day he hung on the cross and died. But the thing that makes Christianity different, the thing that makes us different, is he is not dead. He is risen. He is alive, and he is alive forevermore. And that is the part we are not silent about. He is alive, and he is not going to be ever dead again. So as we look into this idea of silent night and the song that we always sing every Christmas Eve, but as we sing Silent Night coming up here, it's important, I think, for you to understand the story behind Silent Night. Silent Night, the lyrics were written by Joseph Moore. And the thing that made Joseph Moore special is that he wasn't. In fact, he grew up in Salzburg, Germany, and he was an illegitimate son of his mother, Anna. And he was treated like an illegitimate son in the village of Salzburg where he grew up in the town. In fact, his case was so bad, his plight so despairing, that the curate of the local Catholic cathedral took Joseph in as a foster child. He continued to be there in the Catholic church with his curator, but Joseph also showed a proclivity for music, and he was encouraged by the church to continue working in it. He followed in the priesthood, and then he was ordained on August the 21st of 1815. And he was sent to a nobody town called Obendorf, Germany, just north of Salzburg. Obendorf was kind of like Elizabeth. There's not a lot there in Obendorf, not in Joseph Moore's day. So he wasn't even sent to a place for him to be a priest that had any significance at all. Nothing special about Joseph, nothing special about Obendorf. Except there, they happened to be this local school teacher by the name of Franz Gruber, who was also a great musician and would later become the organist at the old St. Nicholas Church in Obendorf. But on that simple Christmas Eve of 1818, Moore had gone to Gruber earlier in the week with a poem that he had written. And then Gruber quickly put music to the poem, and we now have the carol Silent Night, as we know it. And so on that Christmas Eve in 1818, as they approached midnight, Franz Gruber strummed out the very first notes of Silent Night on his guitar because the organ was broken. And then the words, for the very first time ever in history, were sung for Silent Night. And so it is fitting that we will sing Silent Night tonight with the guitar, because once again it will resonate with the sounds of Silent Night here in this sanctuary, and we will resound with the words that we have sung for so many years and decades, and we will not be silent. We will not be silent about his resurrection. We will not be silent about our hope in the risen Savior and whom we can trust. In fact, we will go and sing it over the hills and the mountains and everywhere, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Let's pray. Oh Lord, thank you for today, and thank you for the blessing of this time together in your word. I pray, oh Lord, that our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day would be filled with the joy that comes from knowing you as our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.